That music can mean only one thing. Carrie Wood is about to join us, brought to us by the Illinois Department of Transportation. And we couldn't be more excited to have Carrie Wood talk about the Chicago Cubs and be here in September and know they're the best team in baseball. How crazy is that? Oh, my.
How incredible is that?
Well, your thoughts on that, Carrie?
I feel like they're only getting better, too.
Thank you. Talking about me. Oh, the Cubs. Yeah. They do appear to be getting better. We were at the game last night. First of all, this is a sweep. They took Pittsburgh, basically eliminating Pittsburgh from postseason contention here, I think. This little three-game losing streak for them probably knocks them out, right?
Yeah, they came in a big – those were big games for Pittsburgh coming in. They were a game back of the wild card. And I think actually the Mets won their last three in a row, and the Pirates lost, so the Mets actually leapfrogged the Pirates, and that'll probably do the Pirates in for the season. But yeah, that's one way to bounce back after the tough series against the Dodgers for sure. They looked great.
I got to tell you, I got a little bit concerned about this because a couple of weeks ago I was looking at the standings and I said, well, the Mets were kind of down the middle of the pack in the East, and all right, they're out of it. They're done. They're finished. I'm not going to worry about that. And now all of a sudden, they're coming back because the Mets are the one team that seems to be troublesome for the Cubs.
Yeah, them in St. Louis. I feel like St. Louis is – I've said this many times on the show, I know, but mm-hmm. St. Louis is still in the mix there too. And so, you know, we find ourselves in a little kind of a tough spot here this weekend, and we're getting ready to go up against San Fran, who's leading the wild card now. But we beat up on San Fran. We actually end up helping St. Louis maybe get in or get a jump on San Fran.
So drop three to San Francisco. Is that a good idea?
Is that a good strategy here?
We sweep San Fran. We let New York and St. Louis back in the mix. So, there's three teams there. It's going to be a fun race down the stretch here for the National League for sure.
Well, and the Cubs finish 22-6 for the month of August. Most wins in a month for the Cubs since 1945 in an individual month. Carrie, what's it like when you get on these winning streaks and things are just rolling? Can you sense that going into every game that things are really just clicking?
Yeah, and these guys have been feeling it all year too. And to do that, to have those numbers, and to do that in August, which is notoriously the toughest month for baseball players, just because it's — they don't call them the dog days for nothing. It's a grind, and it's a long season. And usually August, after the heat of August and July, it kind of beats you down a little bit. So August is usually a tough month. Obviously, it wasn't for the Cubs. I think that's where the youth kind of helps us out on that side of it. But these guys are feeling it. They come to the yard every day expecting to win. Even if they're behind late in the game, they still expect to get that big hit to win the game, and they've been doing it. So they're definitely feeling it.
And another good start from Hamill. Carrie, I think we're going to keep bringing up the starting pitchers to you every time you're on because they continue to dominate. Hendricks and Hamill at Wrigley have ERAs under 2 this season. And John Lester had an interesting point a few days ago when asked about that. And he said, other than the comfort of home, he said there's just something different when he's on the mound, the way it's the home plate's perceived to the eye, sort of along those lines. Did you ever feel that at Wrigley, that it just sort of it just felt right at the mound compared to other stadiums?
Well, yeah, and plus you make more starts there, right? You get more comfortable with the backdrop. You get used to what you see behind the catcher. Not that you're looking at it, but when you're looking, it's just that backdrop. You get comfortable with that feel, and I think Hendricks spoke about it the other day. When somebody asked him about it, he was talking about the same thing. It's just you make more starts there. You may make one start on the road, but you make them all over the country. You may make two starts on a road trip throughout the season, maybe. But most of the other half of your starts are at home. So you just get used to seeing that backdrop, and it's just being comfortable. But these guys are definitely these guys have been unreal at home.
Hendricks, have your Cy Young vote?
I don't know, man. We'll see. He's definitely in there. I think he's earned it. There's several games where he could actually should have ended up with a W and ended up with a no decision or a loss. So. I mean, look at what he's done. He's 9-1 with a 1-2-1 at home and 13 starts, and that's just it's ridiculous.
What is your thought on a 6-man rotation? There's been a lot of talk about that when Lackey's coming back to at least through the month of September. What a great luxury to have. Is it smart, though?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it keeps guys. It's probably the only way you can do it and pull it off of trying to give guys rest is that. And if you have the luxury to do it, which the Cubs are setting pretty in the division, and obviously have they have an extra arm down there that can go fill that role. So I think it's a smart way to do it. Obviously, I'm sure they've talked to all the guys that they needed to talk to about that before they made that decision. And obviously, the guys are comfortable with it. And I think it's a smart way. About the only way you can rest guys without pulling them after five innings and getting these guys some rest for down the stretch, but also keeping them sharp. So, I think it'll be a good thing.
Kerry, is it sort of a sensitive strategy when it comes to the whole resting thing? I mean, do players want to get the rest? Do they feel like they need it now? Or what's sort of the mood? Do players want to rest up for this October push, or do they want to stay out there to stay sharp?
Well, I mean, it's the hardest thing, right? Because right now, this is why you play the game. You play the game to be in a pennant race, which, you know, we're not really in a pennant race because we've already pretty much taken care of that.
There you go. Yeah, no big deal.
Love it.
This is why you play the game. This is, you play the game for down the stretch. So it's hard to come to the yard not expecting to play or expected to take a rest because you're so excited. You expect to win. You want to go out there having a blast. You're feeding off the fans at home. The energy's great. So it's tough. It's kind of a tough balance. But these guys know what they're doing. They know what they listen to their bodies. They know what they can handle. And you know, we've got 30 plus days here to take advantage of getting some guys some rest in the right spots.
Jeff Samardzija back at Wrigley, starting for the first time in two seasons. How weird is it for a player to go back and play in a different uniform? I mean, Samardzija started his first 7 years here in town. So how weird can that be for a player?
It was weird. It was weird for me. I came back as a closer and then had two opportunities to close and blew both games. That's how weird it was for me. couldn't help. I'm still trying to get Covey some W's. I came back from Cleveland, and it's a weird thing, right? You're excited to be back. I was really looking forward to it. I was, you know, felt good and thought I was throwing the ball well and came in and just a worst-case scenario. I'd get two save opportunities, blow both of them. And I think it's fun. I think guys have a little more. You'll probably see him throwing a little bit harder today, especially early in the game. And you know, he's going to be amped up to face real team for sure.
Yeah, and it is interesting because he's at a point in his career where he's, you know, this is. It's interesting that he's back being a starter, right? I mean, that's a.
Well,
I think
he got
a pretty
big deal from the Giants.
Yeah. And he's at a point in his career where whatever he's doing here is going to be sort of the beginning of the glide out, right? And yep. You wonder when a guy comes in, especially in a moment like this, where San Francisco, I mean, this is the damnedest thing. Let's assume that San Francisco is going to be there. I was trying to figure this out last night when we were at the game. Mm-hmm. Like, who are the most likely scenarios here for the Cubs to make it through the National League? Let's not even think about the American League yet. That's too much to think about. But assuming the Cubs are going to make the playoffs, and I think that's a pretty a foregone conclusion at this point, like Kerry pointed out. Who do you like? Who do you not want to play? You've already mentioned St. Louis, which obviously that's just a traditional gives you fits kind of idea. Then the Mets, which for the last two seasons has been a give you fits sort of thing. But I think it's very interesting. You got the Dodgers, you got San Francisco,
and of course the Cardinals.
Right. Well, that's what I said. St. Louis,
right, could be your first round.
And then you've got right. So there's a lot of things here, and I don't know. You know, and out of the East, I mean, who the hell knows? I don't understand any of these teams, quite honestly. Is there somebody that you look?
Obviously, I feel like. I mean, I don't fear any of the teams in the first round. I don't fear if with this Cubs team. I don't really fear anybody. But I think, I feel comfortable with the teams in the first round. If it is the Dodgers, if it is the Giants, even if it is St. Louis, I still feel comfortable with these guys. You know, we play these guys well, with the exception of the Dodgers. But I still think we're a better team, obviously, than the Dodgers. I think Washington's probably the best team in that. The second best team behind the Cubs in the National League. And,
yeah,
and
all right, let's stop talking about them.
Well with us.
Yeah, all right, I don't want to talk about it anymore. Now, see, now, you know what I just did? We just cursed the whole damn thing by talking about it.
Turn the mojo around somehow? I don't think so.
All right, Kerry Wood, thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Kerry.
All right, guys.
All right, there he goes. Kerry Wood, all brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
And it is true, though. You were running the numbers yesterday during the game. You had your algorithms out and your data and your charts and right, figuring it all out.
Seems like really fun to go to the game with
you. No, he was
Rose
passing
out
stuff to us. We're like, check this out, guys. Now, if they do this, and they do this, and look where they are right there, uniquely poised to be able to win the wild card spot, and then they'd be playing the Cubs. And I'm like,
she saw something really ugly at the end of the game last night. We were with a friend of mine, and he and I, we were rather degenerate. when we go to games like this, and we were betting on every pitch.
Every pitch. Well, in the ninth inning.
There's also the old game where you can bet when the catcher, if there's a strikeout and they throw the ball back to the mound, whether it'll stay on the mound or not. So you see two guys cheering to see the ball roll off the mound.
You have no idea how specific we got.
This was even more juvenile than everything.
Oh, God. It was bad. Mm-hmm. So, it was a lot of fun. I do math at baseball. It's something about the geometry of it. It just requires me to do math. All right. Let's see what Vila. Speaking of math.
Not my subject.
Vila is perfect, too. She's terrible with numbers. Here are the travel times.